There are fresh calls back here for elected Māori representatives on Auckland Council 10 years after the super city was formed. The Royal Commission, which recommended the amalgamation a decade ago, also proposed Māori seats be part of the new council. The idea was dumped, prompting thousands of people to protest in Auckland CBD. 10 years on, the government looks set to pave the way for councils to do away with public polls when they want to create Māori seats. Auckland Council reporter Jean Bell filed this report.
While Māori seats in the new super city were scrapped, an independent Māori statutory board was established. Its function is to promote issues significant to Māori and ensure the council follows the Treaty of Waitangi. The board's chairman, David Taipari, says the super city has led to more engagement with Māori, but it could be improved. He says consultation with Māori can often come at the tail end of the council's process.
I think that Māori should be right at the forefront when things have been proposed and how they've been developed. And so I think if that became the norm, there would be a number of issues that would be dealt with along the way. But again, sometimes Māori are left in a reactive space, and again, having to sort of advocate for their inclusion on certain matters. And I think it should just be a given where we partnership and work together.
The board has 9 members, and 2 members sit on most council committees with voting rights. Mr. Taipari says this has given Māori a seat at the table.
Providing a cultural perspective, a Māori perspective, where I think that was absolutely lacking if near nil when we first came on 10 years ago.
However, Mr. Taipari says Māori seats would further boost representation. John Tamahiri is Chief Executive of Te Whānau o Waiparera Trust, an Auckland-based Māori-focused social service. He is also a former member of the Independent Māori Statutory Board. He says urban Māori lose out to mana whenua and have no voice.
You get first-class iwi mana whenua and you get second-class nobody. A bit of a ugly little class system has arrived, and we get played off against one another, you know, by the masters. And so there is a problem that needs to be resolved there as well in representation.
John Tamahiri is critical of how board members are chosen, and he disagrees with Chairman David Taipari, saying it is a token add-on and has little influence on the council. Mr. Tamahiri wants Māori seats at the council so Māori can pick their elected representatives. Bernie O'Donnell, chairman at the Monaco Urban Māori Authority, agrees with the need for change. He has noticed council relationships with mana whenua have improved, but urban Māori tend to be forgotten.
I just think we're an afterthought. I don't think we're necessarily in front and centre in terms of the council's thinking when it comes to Māori. As I said, their primary goal is to work with mana whenua, and I get that. But at the same time, we have, as urban Māori communities, our own needs, and we need our, you know, and we're ratepayers just like everyone else, and we tend to be the poor cousin, if you like.
The first moves have already been made to make changes, with local government minister Nanaia Mahuta promising to remove a requirement for public polls when councils want to create Māori seats. Minister Mahuta says in a statement that addressing the issue is a priority, but there is legislative processes that need to be worked through before this happens. Mō te hōtaka o te atene, ko Jean Bell TNA.
Simone Anderson, Auckland Council's Acting General Manager of Māori Outcomes, says in a statement Māori identity and wellbeing is a key focus for the council. Ms Anderson says the council has developed Kia Ora Tamaki Makaurau, a way of tracking progress on Māori outcomes. She says Māori were consulted with to identify issues that matter to Māori while developing this framework, but she did not specify whether it was urban Māori or mana whenua that were spoken to during this process. She says the council has provided targeted support for Māori to help soften the blow of COVID-19 lockdowns.